Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hopefully, I get an opportunity to go lots of ham.
That hit a giant.
No.
I don't know what the hell they're doing here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Touchdown, Michael Irvin.
Prepare yourselves.
Move over, sweetness. Make a place for Emmett.
For Sham goes ham.
To the 10, 5, walk the dog! Touchdown, Barry!
Welcome to another edition of Sham Goes Ham. Shout out to Zach Walchuk, always helping us out by setting aside these clips for us. And fellas, we're going to start this edition of Sham Goes Ham on the Cowboys' second drive of the game. And no matter how you were paying attention to this game, whether it was right here on The Fan or on NBC for Sunday Night Football, it was one thing in common that both broadcasts were, you know, bringing up, and it was that Dak just did not look very comfortable back there in the pocket.
Third and 9. Prescott back to throw. He's got plenty of time. Cox goes deep left sideline, but the ball's caught out of bounds by the rookie receiver Gallup up and around the 27. He was wide open. The ball had to come out earlier, did it not?
It absolutely did. It's not Gallup's fault here. This ball needs to come out a lot earlier. I don't care who he throws it to, but he's working across the field. And, boy, I can't emphasize enough, Dak Prescott is just not playing with any confidence. No trust in what's going on around him. That ball, he should have hit his back foot and got it out of his hand. It's a reason, too, Brad, for a lot of these sacks.
Think about that. Like, remember earlier when we were talking about the interception, the pick six, it didn't happen? I mean, there they are talking about his confidence. They showed that on the broadcast. Shuffle, 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 throw way too late. If he had the pick six after all that, there's no telling what abyss he falls into.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of people out there who feel like you have to take a side. And you're either a Dak homer or a Dak hater.
Right.
It's not the case. There's going to be good and bad. But this year, there's been more bad than good. And even during that game, there were times where he looked shaky as hell, like he had no business being back there, was not comfortable, was scared to death, and more of the same stuff we've seen all season. But when it mattered most, he nutted up and got it done, man. Word. And that should give everybody hope for the future that he could tap into that more often and be more consistent.
This is the one-year anniversary of the Atlanta game. Today is.
Wow.
So
let's
say last night,
tore one out.
He made a big step, and we turned the page.
365 days, yeah.
It's on. The new Dak is here.
God, great news, KT.
The Cowboys would then punt, but I've still got more great news for you guys. The Cowboys' offense would not take long to be back on the field.
Aguilar in motion. It's an empty gun for Carson Wentz. Four-man front, three-man rush. Snap back, looking, throws it over the middle, intercepted by Van Der Esch at the 35. Right to midfield, still running into crowd, breaks out at the 40. Cuts left to the 38-yard line of Philadelphia.
Man, that guy, so I'm watching that. I was joking about it, but I'm watching that guy going, that looks like one of the new age dynamic tight ends. I mean, the way he's running and he's kind of got the ball tucked, but he's still athletic enough to maneuver. He juked a couple guys. What a freaking freak athlete that dude is.
Yeah, and to see him make a play like that, you know, because he's been so consistent. Pro Football Focus says Leighton Van Der Esch is one of the top 10 linebackers in all of football, not rookies, just all of football, linebackers in general. But he wasn't making the big splash plays that Sean Lee makes, the big tackles for losses, interceptions.
Right.
Well, that's starting to change as well, as he is straight up dominating games.
Well, the Cowboys would turn that into 3 points thanks to the other boy, Marowich. And up 3-0, the Cowboys got the ball back, facing 4th-and-1 at their own 40. And Garrett was ready to let him hang. And then something went awry, and Babe agreed with one Kevin Turner on Twitter.
Uh-oh. And I'm just telling you right now, I am punting the football, but that's not what Jason Garrett's going to
do. They're going to go for it.
I know everybody loves aggressive, be aggressive, and aggressive, that's a new buzzword.
I better not hear anyone of you fair-weather fans talk about
punting. I am punting, but they're going for it.
4th-and-1, and they're going to go. Prescott flag. Prescott play action. Now they're going to punt. That's false start.
Hey, I think they got a break.
False start. Offense. Number 71. 5-yard penalty. Fourth down.
Lyle Collins had a couple last week.
He's playing
a lot
average.
Of penalties.
He's
well, had a lot of penalties. I think he did. I think he knew better. And so he said, you know what? I can stop this right here. I'm not kidding you. I love the aggressive. Everybody loves aggressive. I punt that football, and they're going to end up having to do that now.
I mean, I agree.
Bold.
Afterwards, I was like, I would not be surprised one bit if Garrett went to, I think it was actually, it was, they called it on Schultz, but I thought it was Swain who did it. But it doesn't matter. Then said, hey, man, just jump off sides. Just don't, I'll hook you up later. We'll get you a good target here late in the game.
Yeah.
Just jump off. Because it bailed Garrett out.
Garrett's in a situation now after not going for that fourth and one earlier in the season to where he has to go for those.
Yep.
And it's really a win-win for him because if he goes for it and they don't get it, he can say, see, that's why I wasn't going for it. I did this for you guys. You wanted it. This is why I didn't go for it before. See how smart I am? Or if he does make it, they're like, wow, okay, he grew a pair. Wow, he's being really aggressive. He's really grown. So it's a win-win for him to go for those.
He's also in probably the most liberating position you can be in for the fact that if they lose more than two games the rest of the year, they're done, unless it's like two games to non-division opponents.
Urgency.
Mm-hmm. Urgency's there. I mean, it's just push it to the middle of the table pretty much
every
game.
The punt was a smart play there.
Yep, maybe.
The Eagles would turn it over on downs thanks to a nice stop by Jalen Smith on their ensuing drive. And then after a fake punt on fourth and two from their own 31, a few plays later, it was time for Zeke to fly.
Second down and 10. Inside handoff. Beasley out of the backfield. Hurdles a man at the 30. Still going to the 10. It's Zeke. It's not Beasley. I saw the one. I was going to say... Cole looks so big.
We knew it wasn't Cole.
Yeah.
We knew it wasn't Beasley.
I saw the one, and it was Elliott on a little draw play, and what a hole. Suafilo opened a huge hole. Then as soon as he hurdled him into the Sherwin-Williams red zone, I said, no, that's not. I don't think that's Cole.
Man, so he just confused me more. Was he saying Suafilo?
He said Suafilo.
Filo. Okay, just making sure.
Don't worry about it.
It's a tough one to pronounce,
his name's Xavier.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The Cowboys would yet again come away with only 3 points after the nice Zeke run and led 6-0. The Eagles responded with a field goal of their own, and it was two-minute drill time for the Cowboys. And thanks to some huge plays in the passing game, the Cowboys found themselves with first and goal from the one.
First and goal, quarterback sneak. Prescott pushes up the middle. Touchdown. Cowboys with 19 seconds. The Academy Sports first touchdown of the game. And the boy, you said a little bit earlier, these people want to boo something. They'll boo them or they'll boo you.
Or they'll boo Santa.
There is something really magical about hearing Philly fans boo their own kind.
Yes.
I love
it's
it.
So great. You can feel the negative energy working against them.
Yeah.
Might have just been a Twitter joke, but there's conspiracy theories about them having booze piped into the stadium. Like just to have that on standby. I don't know if it's true or not.
Nah, you don't need to do that. I think a heavy metal guitar's god is going to have his amp cranked at all times. Philly's ready to boo at any given moment.
The Cowboys took a 13-3 lead to the half and would tie it up. And the Eagles would tie it up at 13 with about 2 minutes left in the third quarter after an Ertz touchdown. The Cowboys would respond, march the ball down to the field to the Philadelphia 7 facing a very crucial 3rd and 2.
Okay, I'd say this is a big play. 3rd and a long 2 at the 7. And across the 5 to get a first down. 4-point play. Tie game, 4th quarter. This is big boy stuff. Snap back. Fake the end around. Rolling right. Throws to Elliott at the 5. Walk that dog. In for the touchdown. 7-yard touchdown pass to Elliott. Cowboys are back on top.
Oh, amazing what some pre-snap motion will do for you. That opened that entire thing up, the pre-snap motion. That was a great play design.
Yeah, that was fantastic. And on that drive, this is the first of two very important fourth quarter 75-yard drives. On that drive, I have Dak being 4 for 4. 4 for 4 on that drive.
That was awesome. He was great in the second half. He was great starting with the final drive of the first half and then on out. He was damn solid.
After taking a 2013 lead, the Eagles would once again knot things up after another Ertz touchdown. The Cowboys found themselves facing a huge 3rd and 8 in a must-win game, and Dak came through, and Mrs. Hearns is smiling.
In the gun, Prescott, Elliott to his right, back to throw it over. The middle caught, first down, running right to the 10-yard line. Allen Hearns slipped through, and Prescott put it right on him for 23 on 3rd and 8.
Can I tell you guys what I was thinking right there?
Yes.
Tell us what you're thinking, KT.
On 2nd and 8, they threw the deep ball to Cooper, and then it shows on the TV, Cooper's turned around and he's walking back.
Tell us what you're thinking.
Yeah.
So I'm immediately going, okay, well, Cooper's walking, so he's not going to run 40 yards back to where they are. So he's not in on 3rd and 8.
I thought the exact same thing. I was watching that wondering if it was the right call there. Now, he was open. Yeah. You're still, I mean, and man, if Dak can just start hitting on those things, you talk about Cooper opening things up just because he's dangerous. Boy, if you start going deep to him, that's going to open things up significantly. But I mean, think about that, work on that connection.
Think about that throw late the game that Wentz made to, I guess it was Aguilar.
God, how funny was that?
I mean, he got burned a little bit, but it was just an incredible throw and an incredible catch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can make those kinds of passes downfield, you're in incredible shape.
So it would take two plays later, Zeke would punch it in, take the 27-20 lead for the Cowboys. So with maintaining that lead, the Eagles started marching down the field, and on 3rd and 2 from the Dallas 30, things did not look good for the Cowboys defense, but the Rook made a spectacular play.
Wentz in the gun, looking left, looking right, screen right, and a tackle is made by Van Der Esch behind the line at the 35 on Clement, and it's 4th down and 5.
Wow, what a play, because if Van Der Esch doesn't make this, it's man, the screen's out there, he's got a man blocking him off the screen. The Cowboys, Brad, come with a blitz. Jalen Smith coming up the middle. So if he does not make this tackle, there's trouble ahead.
I mean, it was the perfect play call for the Eagles. The Cowboys were exposed. There was one guy in an island that had to make the play. Two Philadelphia Eagles blockers out there. It was so Sean Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And Leighton Vander Esch gets by, you know, two guys, identifies the play quickly, not just to get the stop. I mean, that could have gone a long way. It would have been a game-changing conversion on 3rd down. But also to give them that 5-yard loss, that was a massive, massive play by Van Der Esch. It can't be, you can't talk about that enough. It was huge.
So ability and instincts, if you can fast forward ahead to 2 years, you guys realize how freaking good that guy's going to be, because he has that soak it all up, the thing that Sean Lee had, you know, understand what the other team's trying to do. He's got good instincts. The athletic ability's off the charts. When he gets more experience under his belt, he might end up being their best player on defense.
And again, everyone gets upset with the Cowboys, and you know, you got Jerry the GM or owner has to fire Jerry the GM and all that crap.
Not fire the owner as the GM.
You know, they are hitting on a lot of picks.
Absolutely.
And they nailed that pick. Don't say they didn't. They also nailed getting Amari Cooper for a first.
Nailed Gallup.
Yeah.
Still plenty of time to say that they nailed Connor Williams.
Yeah.
All the good.
Yep.
Well, guys, one play later, it was time for the GOAT to shut this thing down. Let's go home and suck it, Philly.
I don't want to say here's your game, but we're going to get close. 4th down and 7 at the 35. Wentz in the gun on 4th down and 7. Snap is back. They blitz him. Wentz zips it left. The ball is caught, but he's tackled short at the 30-yard line. The Eagles are going to turn it over. It was Zach Ertz, and he was tackled by Jeff Heath.
Jeff Heath's got a knack for the clutch moments, doesn't he?
Yeah. He does.
And again, if he catches that ball cleanly, it's a 1st down. But Heath hits him the second he catches it, or puts his hands on it, and it just caused him to bobble it. Ertz bobbled it ever so slightly, and so that cost him a couple yards, and that's a game-saving play by right there as well by Heath.
Absolutely. And I was giving Peterson some hell earlier, but the simple fact that right there the Eagles were in that position and still had 3 timeouts to burn and get the ball back is pretty astounding.
Yeah.
Think about all the fiddle fart timeouts the Cowboys burn on dumbass stuff.
Yeah, and think about how sketchy that last drive was
with
the Cowboys out with the ball.
Ronald Darby, is he the Eagles' best corner?
Oh,
left.
Yeah.
He's out for the year.
He's done.
With an ACL. But the thing that's interesting about it, I just saw the play where he got hurt. He got hurt because he was trying to guard Amari Cooper.
He roasted
him. And Amari Cooper roasted him twice. He roasted him, and he didn't get the ball thrown to him, but he roasted him on a comeback and then totally switched gears to extend the play and then went deep and roasted him on that. And Darby tore his ACL trying to keep up with Amari Cooper. Mm. Just fantastic. Is that the last ham?
That's all the ham we got.
Put some
cheddar on that hoe.
Fantastic work there by the great Brad Sham. What a victory!
Whoa!
It's huge!
Yeah!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.